Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I was just chatting with Jason for a few seconds about the value of a good general education. And I'm really frustrated. I'm frustrated because I'm seeing firsthand with my own eyes the lack of a good general education in young people. And for example, the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, has damaged our children's ability to live in modern society. And this is all my opinion. I haven't read this anywhere. I'm not regurgitating something that someone else said. This is just me. And what I have seen is that young people can't fix anything. They don't know how anything works. The Department of Education has replaced the trade education, plumbing, heating, electrical, mechanical, hydraulics, masonry, framing, roofing, those kinds of things, with Microsoft Office. And so young people can click and point, but they don't know how to hammer a nail and pull out nails and cut wire and splice wire and solder wire and use wire nuts and attach plumbing fittings and make them so they don't leak. And they don't understand these things. They don't know how to change their own oil. They don't even know how to check their own oil. And because of that, we have sensors for everything. We have sensors for, well, heck, instead of turning the dial on a thermostat, on an analog thermostat, we have thermostats that are programmable. So you don't have to do anything. Just set it once and forget it, and everything works fine until the battery dies. Then we don't know what to do. It's amazing to me that we got to this point. And none of the fathers are yelling, except me, and, you know, the instructors here at USA Prepares, are screaming about this morass that has been developed by a bunch of know-nothing liberals. People in Washington are mostly Democrats, and they don't know how to fix, do, repair, or make anything except trouble. They make trouble. When I was in elementary school, I had a wonderful teacher. He was the toughest teacher in the school. And what he did one day was he brought in a bunch of washed out, used cans, C-A-N-S, like tomato soup cans, cans, grapefruit juice cans, condensed soup cans, tuna fish cans, and all kinds of different sizes and shapes of cans. And he brought a bunch of pieces of string. And he said, y'all take a couple of these cans and work in groups of two. This is early elementary school. And he said, so take the string and figure out, is there anything common with how many times the string, how many, if you wrap the string around the can and carefully measure it with a piece of string, how does that compare to the diameter of the can? And we use large cans, small cans, and the number was the same. It was always a little bit more than three, just a little bit more. And we thought, we must be doing this wrong, because it's got to be three, but we're not measuring it right. Something's not right. And we learned about the relationship between the circumference and diameter, pi. great lesson, right? Do you think you can learn that same lesson by clicking a mouse and looking at a screen? Do you think it sticks as well as it stuck with me? So I had this job here at the farm, and I'm running water line. And it's well over 600 feet. It's almost 1,000 feet. And I have these coils of black PVC pipe. And the coils are roughly 3 feet across. I'm sorry, 5 feet across. And I wanted to know how much we had. Now, I could have stretched it out and taken a 100-foot tape measure and measured it. Or what I could have done was said, okay, so it's about 5 feet across, 5 times 3 is 15 feet. So each coil is 15 feet. How many coils do I have? Multiply that times 50 feet. And I'd know the answer. Pretty close. Do they teach that in school? Just asking. I'm livid, absolutely livid, because we have people going forward who are supposed to be the best and brightest, and they're the dumbest that I've ever seen in my life. Greg's with us. Greg, any comments?
Been listening, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you want to homeschool your children, and you've got a computer and the internet, and you want to teach them some skills, a much better teacher might be Google, because you can Google just about anything, how to fix it, repair it, make something, build something. You can even Google and find my water technology if you really wanted to, and avoid a lot of headache. Now, it wasn't that way when I was growing up. Of course, then we had good, real quality teachers that love to do their job, and if you had a question, you could ask them, and they'd get as detailed as you possibly would want on a subject. Your thoughts on that?
And that's because they knew their subject matter. They were required to be subject experts in the subject that they were teaching. Otherwise, they wouldn't be teaching it. But now, it seems like we have shifted, or allowed to have shifted, the kinds of things that we need to teach young people. We've allowed that to be shifted to, we can be any gender you want. Well, anyone who's taken a biology class knows that that's absolutely patently ridiculous. On the face, it doesn't fly. It doesn't work. You can't be any gender you want, no more than my dog can be any gender he wants or she wants. Right? So it doesn't work. But that's what we're teaching in schools. We're teaching that you can be anything you want, and you can be a winner, just like everybody on your team is a winner. How's that possible? How is it possible that everyone's equal? We are not. I got to tell you, I can prove that we're not all equal. Because, Greg, I'm 5'7", 71 years old, and I want to be a football player. At 135 pounds, well, maybe 132 today. I want to be a football player. And I deserve to be a football player, right? Because I want it. It's ridiculous. I can't be a football player. I can't run as fast as a younger guy, you know, a third of my age. It's impossible. And I can't tackle a halfback or a linebacker or even a quarterback. Because they all outweigh me by, I don't know, 2 or 3 to 1.
Well, I don't know, Vincent. So, and nowadays, you could just get a gender, and play on the women's football team.
Well, Greg, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I thought I was never going to make it in football. Well, actually, Greg, you know, I really want to be a basketball player. And I want to look up to all those guys, you know, those 6'5", 6'6", 6'7" guys. I want to look up to them, and I would be. I'd be looking up to them. Well, what I'm trying to say, class, is we absolutely patently are not all equal. Now, under the eyes of God, yeah, we're equal. But in terms of ability, in terms of strength, in terms of knowledge, in terms of tenacity, in terms of stick-to-itiveness, in terms of ability to read quickly, we are not all equal. That is absolutely positively for sure.
Now, you got to remember, Sam Colt helped made us equal.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's a great equalizer. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
We're talking about the six shooter class, and you know, a six shooter is a great equalizer. That is absolutely true. That's true. But in terms of what I'm trying to say is, there are people who are really good in math. There are people who are really good in science. There are people who are really good at lifting, carrying, hammering, nailing. There are people, you know, the American Indians were chosen for the bridges that we were building because they didn't have the fear of heights that non-American Indians had. You know, someone who is a Caucasian from England would look up, they're building a bridge and say, you know, you're not getting me up there. What are you, crazy? But the American Indians had the ability to do that. And that's why they were chosen for that, because they were the best at it. And that's the problem. We're saying, y'all are equal. So we, you know, nobody's better than anybody else. We're all equal. So we'll have the dumbest guy or the dumbest gal do the most important job. And that's why America's falling down. Absolutely why America's falling down. You know, Pontiac had an engine in the 1960s, and they were racing. They were racing their cars, and they figured out how they could beat Ferrari and the other great Italian monikers. They could beat them. And they really did a great job. And after Pontiac won a major race, the race car was sold to this company in Germany. You might have heard of them, Mercedes-Benz. And the car has disappeared. No one knows what happened to it. What I'm telling you is that the Mercedes-Benz company reverse-engineered this magnificent Pontiac, this great race car. Because Pontiac was determined, the Pontiac division of General Motors was determined to make a name for itself and win races. And they did. Where's Pontiac today? I don't think so. Pontiac was the wide track. When they came out with their cars in the 60s, they said, you know, wide track. What that meant was the wheels were farther apart, side to side. And you know what that did? It made handling better. Way better. Just a couple inches. That's all it needed. And they did it. And if you look at the cars of the 60s, like if you watch the Rockford Files and you see these big Fords going around these curves at a relatively high speed, the whole body leans. And if you look at the wheels, they're inset from the superstructure of the body. The body was puffed out, making the car look bigger than it really was. Pontiac pushed the wheels out. It was a great, simple idea. And it worked. So, Pontiac, gone. And then here's why I'm saying this. This is what brought me to this point. Young people do not know how to manage their vehicles. They don't know how to drive them very well. They're distracted too easily. They've got gadgets galore, and they don't know how to change their own oil. They don't know how to check the tires. They don't know how to do anything. And then when something goes wrong with the car, they go, I guess I'll go get a new one. And the new one's going to be worse. The new one's going to be absolutely worse.
Yeah, for instance, Tesla, that this lady, her boyfriend just bought her, and she was at the gas station trying to figure out where to put the gas because it was on E.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about, class. That's a great exclamation point. We are dumb beyond words. We are stupid beyond words. And it's getting worse by the second. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I know a firsthand story about how education was lacking in the public training camp many years ago. And I advocated for the teaching of the principles of business, the principles of ethics, insurance, finance, banking, etc., contracts. And I was laughed at. You know, we can't teach that. Department of Education won't allow us to teach those things. So I know a young guy. He got a new job. It was a nice job. And he was married. First thing he did was he bought a new bed and bed frame and a new car for himself so he'd go back and forth to work. And his wife, who was raising the children, well, she deserved a new car too. So he bought two new cars, furniture. And they learned about this thing called no money down. No money down. And so everything was good until they realized that they couldn't make the payments when the payments started. The mattress got repossessed. The bed frame got repossessed. The furniture got repossessed. The cars got towed away. All because they didn't understand how business works. And how interest works, and how finance works, and how banking works, and how contracts work. They didn't know. They didn't know because nobody taught them. That's where we are today. And so, for example, when you see a contract that's put in front of you, and they say, okay, just sign right here. And you look at all this fine print. The reason it's fine is because there's a lot of it, it's complicated, and it's hard to understand, and it has a lot of gotchas in it. And if you don't read it, you're an idiot. or a fool, or both. You're just asking for trouble. So when I see these contracts and people put them in front of me and just say, just sign right here, I go, I haven't read it. I need to read it. And I think it's going to take me a while. A lot of words, and they're tiny, tiny, tiny words, complex sentence structure. It's going to take me a while to read it. And I don't read it, but I don't sign it before I read it. Why would I do that? Why would I agree to something? I won't even sign an IRS form that says under penalty of perjury, I tell you that the following is absolutely true. Why would I sign that? Because I don't know if it's true. That's where we are today. People need to take a stand. They absolutely, positively need to take a stand. They need to start saying no. No! Y'all line up and get these shots. No! Why would I do that? Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, people need to learn that. I mean, good grief. Under penalty of perjury, you know, sign this. Well, do you understand it? If you don't, why are you gonna sign? Why sign it? And if they say, well, you're gonna sign it or we're gonna haul you off to jail, well, then you sign it under threat and duress. That's really not your signature. You were forced to do something like that. But you're right, Vincent. This is where we live today. I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about water for a minute, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do, because that's another thing. Probably, I'm guessing, I could be way off. I could be off by like a couple percent. But I'm thinking like 95% of the water we drink from the city municipal water companies is toxic. I could be off
absolutely
by a couple percent, right?
Absolutely. Right. I poured some water. Well, I took a shower the other day in Las Vegas, and I could have swore I got out of a public pool. The chlorine was so strong in that water, I could hardly even stand it. It was burning my nostrils. What do you think that's going to do to your gut? I'll tell you what it's going to do. That chlorine is going to go in there and kill all the bacteria, including the good fauna, the good bacteria, your immune system. Well, I read an article yesterday in Las Vegas, and they've discovered, well, they've known it for quite a while, that there is a lake of salt water just below the surface, and they were in the process of trying to figure out how they could use that salt water to turn it into potable water. Amazing. I would suggest
Greg, that's for sure.
No, that you get a hold of the congressman, your senators, or whoever is in the state of Nevada, and say, you need to get a hold of Greg at realwaterindependence.com, because this is already figured out. This is a simple
Jake process. Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The Labor Department announced this morning U.S. hiring cooled in March as employers added 236,000 workers and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Jobs are up in leisure and hospitality, government, professional and business services, and healthcare. Jobs were cut in construction, manufacturing, and retail. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox News this morning weighs in.
Things are beginning to slow. What is more important is what happened earlier this week. The report on manufacturing, report on services, what they call ISM, these are purchase managers, very good indicator of what's about to happen. Manufacturing is in a very serious decline. Services, which have been a mainstay in terms of people being able to spend on services again after the lockdowns, that's beginning to show signs of weakening.
The Biden administration released new Title IX rules that bar schools that receive federal funding from enforcing policies that ban biological males from playing in girls' sports. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fox 8. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig's with us. Greg, please continue. So you're talking about water. You're talking about Las Vegas. You're talking about this salt water aquifer below the freshwater aquifer. And it sounds like
actually,
to me,
it's sitting right on top of it. It's sitting right on top of it, actually. It's only within 30 feet, most of it. In fact, it's actually damaging buildings that they, you know, construction. It's eaten away at the foundations. So we've got a solution for that. We really do.
Yeah. Well, I've seen government at work, and I know how it is. So I was hired to design a computer system, and I did. And then the idea was, let's get the word out about the computer system. I'm talking about federally. And so the government decided that they needed to hire a consulting company to figure out how we could tell 50 states that we built a computer system. Had to hire a consulting company. And what I said was, wait a minute. There's six guys here that did it, one from each state. I represented one of the states who was in competition to build this computer system. And I said, so It seems like we know more about the computer systems that we just done built than anybody else would know about them. So why don't we just write a newsletter and put a stamp on it and send it out? How about that?
It doesn't work that way in Washington.
Absolutely not.
You don't have
to
know anything about business to be ahead of the, you know, business. You don't need to know anything about security to be ahead of security. You don't need to know how to be a president of the United States, how to manage anything to be a president.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, by the way, Joe was complaining when he was a senator that all the other senators had more wealth than he had. He was the lowest on the totem pole of wealth, and it bothered him. It bothered him. All his peers, counterparts, fellow criminals had more wealth than he had, and that was a problem for him. No kidding. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Why is that? Why would he even mention that? Because he was concerned about that. That's why.
Yeah. So back to the water. It's becoming illegal to use water from the Colorado River to water decorative lawn. They are considering buying back water rights from farmers, so that they can have the water for their city. I know there's been a program going on where they're trying to take wells and aquifers clear up in northern Nevada, actually affect the area I'm in, because we were fighting against it too, to bring water and pipe it down into Las Vegas. And right now Las Vegas is growing at an unparalleled rate. I think a lot of the people are coming from California, you know, as refugees from that state. But the bottom line is that there is water, and it's available, and it's within, if it's within, it, most of it's within 30 feet of the surface. That means anybody. Because I know in Utah, the property rights go down 30 feet. That means that you can poke a hole in the ground and draw out that water that's within 30 feet and turn it into fresh water without a permit. You can have your own water source, and there's going to be no meter on it. But what I would suggest, if you live in Las Vegas, that you get a hold of these people and you say, there is a solution. We can ease the stress off of the water. We can use the water that we have that right now is considered non-usable. In fact, they could even go into the salt business. In fact, my CEO actually has been involved in salt ponds on the Great Salt Lake and salt production. So we've, you know, and just think what it would do for the construction industry to get that salt out of the ground, you know, the salt water that is affecting their foundations of their casinos and homes and other buildings. The answer's there. The answer's there, but that's just, I mean, I don't have a lot of confidence and faith that they're going to do any much about it, and or very quickly at that, but I don't know. It might just become that desperate. By the way, sorry about that, Vincent. I heard on there that they're thinking about banning biological males on that last news clip from participating in women's sports, so there goes that dream.
You know, I heard Steve Forbes. I was at a meeting with Steve Forbes, and this was back in the mid '80s. He's a pretty impressive guy, and I don't think he is given credit for the amount of things that he knows. But he mentioned that manufacturing is in a serious decline in the United States at the bottom of the hour news. At least that's what I thought I heard. And he's absolutely right. Manufacturing is in a serious decline. We are not paying attention to the needs of the people of the United States. We're letting the Chinese do that for us. And Kathy and I were talking about tires and how the Chinese just don't make good rubber products. They just can't do it. If you buy Chinese gloves, these latex gloves, and you go to put them on, and let's say they've been in the box for, I don't know, a few months, you go to put them on, and they rip. Why do they rip? Imagine your surgeon is using these Chinese gloves, and it rips, okay? And then you get, you know, hair from his knuckles in your chest cavity. It's ridiculous. We don't know how to make gloves anymore?
Well, really? Last week I lost a drive line. Not because the drive line gave way. It's because the bearings in the drive line gave way and blew apart. Yeah, I wonder where those bearings are coming from. I also lost a wheel seal, a gasket on the outside. And when we took it off and pulled the axle out, guess what? The what was left of the gasket was mush. I wonder where that came from. Yeah, wow. The parts we're getting from China are just so substandard and costing us a lot of money and time. And I don't know if it's intentional, but I would suggest people do your own, make your own gaskets. If you got the old material, you cut out your own type, just whatever you can. Maybe find some good used bearings out of some old vehicles. I don't know, but...
Let's address that. Let's address that. Silver Dollar City, okay, has this little railroad. It's in Missouri. And it's an attraction. And it's a theme park. And the train derailed. A little train. Locomotive and cars. It derailed. And the state fire marshal investigated and found what the problem was. The number one problem was exactly what you would think. Bearings. I wonder where the bearings came from. Obviously, we don't make bearings, class. We do not make bearings. If you have a Chevy or a Dodge and you need a front wheel hub, which is the bearing assembly that lets your wheels spin on an axle, and you go to the big box auto store, they come from China. They come from China. And they only last a couple of years. Who would buy a car that would have bearings on the wheels that only last a couple of years? Who would do that? When you buy a car, don't you think it's a long-term purchase, or do you think it's just a temporary solution to your transportation woes? I think you think it's a long-term solution. At least I do. We don't have new vehicles here at our farm. The newest vehicle we have that we drive is, my daily driver is a 1996. My Chevy pickup truck, which is rust-colored with a little bit of white poking through, is 2004. The truck itself is great. The body is just a rust bucket. But the rest of it's pretty good. But it has these hubs, and I've had to replace them. And, Greg, I mentioned yesterday, you might have heard it, the problem with the brake lines. The brake lines are rusting through to the point of failure. We step on the brake and the brake fluid comes out of the
brake lines. Sounds like a life-threatening event. Yeah.
Well, they are. We've had
before coming down a hill in a pickup truck, and that wasn't fun. I couldn't even imagine if I'd have been behind a semi-truck wheel what kind of a disaster that could have been.
Well, we have an International 4700, which is a heavy 5-speed turbocharged V8 salt spreader truck. And that thing, brake lines are rusted through on that, too. We've got to replace them. Here in Missouri, they use road salt, and it's eating everything. It ought to be illegal. And the people who passed the legislation that says, y'all be spreading salt and with beet juice on the roads, they all ought to be arrested.
They all ought to be. That's the thing. See, they're doing an investigation in Canada right now, and they had a embalmer. She was testifying of all these growths that she's finding in people's veins and their arteries that are killing them. But where are they moving on it? Well, if the government themselves has been involved in it, then obviously there's, they can investigate all they want, but are they going to do anything about it? Folks, it's time to take certain things into your own hands. Say, for instance, your water. If you want to continue to buy bottled water, and let me tell you, the water I'm drinking, I'm sure out of bottles when I'm traveling, does not come from the state that I'm in. But, you could bottle your own. You could purify your own water, put it in your own bottles, and take it with you.
Greg, here's an interesting point. I was at one of those big box stores many years ago, And I was looking at these 3-gallon and 5-gallon size carboys, you know, with water. And you could buy that filled with water, and then you could take it home, and it was empty. You bring back this blue-colored plastic water bottle, and it was like a deposit. And you could get a refilled one. And the label, I read the label. I want to know where the water came from, exactly what you said. It was a New England state, and it was from a municipal water supply. So it's tap water from city water. And they're selling it as bottled water. And people are saying, well, it's bottled water, and they're thinking that, you know, this is natural spring water, which is the best, you know, really good water, right? And it's from the municipal water supply. Salt. Yeah.
It's toxic.
That's exactly.
Fluoride in water, in bottled water.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you think your soup, your favorite soup, or your favorite food that has liquid in it, do you think that water is natural well water, or do you think that comes from the city water supply?
I think the bread that you buy, wherever it is,
Yeah. You think the bread that you buy is made with well water, spring water, or do you think it's made with city water? What do you think?
I think it's made with city water, and it's got the chemicals that was in the city water in it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
so
right.
I put out that book called The Flat Top Solar Electric Still. If you live in Nevada, if you live anywhere you want to make your water, get that book. It'll teach you how to make the thing. And you'll have your own purified water, and you'll have just water. You want to add some minerals to it, feel free to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And here's it. If you want to put an exclamation point on what Greg's saying, where do you think the water that makes the beer comes from? Maybe St. Louis? You think so? We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Because I just want to show you how bad this is. So there's a news report that was released on April 2nd, beginning of the week, this week. McDonald's closes all of its U.S. offices and cancels in-person meetings this week as it prepares to lay off corporate staff after CEO warned difficult decisions will be made. McDonald's has temporarily shut down U.S. offices as they prepare for layoffs. According to a memo obtained by the Wall Street Journal, the company said layoffs will begin during the week of April 3rd. In January, the CEO said that the company would experience position cuts at the corporate level in a memo sent out to employees. It goes on to say, McDonald's has temporarily shut down all of its U.S. offices as it prepares to deliver layoff messages online to a number of their employees across the country. According to a new report from the Wall Street Journal, the layoffs, part of a company restructuring, will begin on Monday. That was last Monday, or, you know, just a few days ago. And after the company told its employees to work from home so it can fire their staff virtually. During the week of April 3rd, we will communicate key decisions related to roles and staffing levels across the organization, McDonald's officials said in a memo. Now,
there goes the Big Mac economy.
Yeah, so, class, McDonald's, which used to be, you could get a hamburger for 10 cents when I was when McDonald's first appeared on the East Coast that I saw, our family went because it was a revolution in food. And it wasn't considered fast food then. It was just McDonald's. A hamburger was 10 cents and French fries were 12 cents. So you get a bag full of hamburgers for a dollar, 10 of them. And I'm not exaggerating. I was there with my mom and my dad. It was a real treat to go to McDonald's because it was something new and it was inexpensive. Well, now they're having, can you imagine a whole company shutting down? Yeah.
Back then, those were real hamburgers too. They didn't put shoe rubber in the bun.
And hardly alive cows. And you know, you've seen the videos, class, of cows going to slaughter, and they can't get up because they're so sick, so they hose them with a fire hose up the nose, so the cow is being waterboarded, and the cow gets up out of fear, and then they go, well, he's up, he's standing, let's kill him and make hamburgers. I'm not saying it's McDonald's, I'm just saying that's processed meat. Not at our farm. You know, as cows get older, and they get older on our farm just as they get older everywhere else, we're not special, but we let our older cows, we say, you know what, thank you so much. thank you so much for all the hard work you've done here at the farm. You have a place to stay here at the farm. You may live your life out in peace and harmony with the other cows. And we're going to make sure you get fed and watered, and we're going to give you the best care we can. Thank you for being part of our family. That's how we treat our cows.
With respect.
Oh, absolutely.
Respect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the same with our chickens. The same with all of our animals. I mean, I could have said to the family, okay, it's time to put D.B. Cooper down. No, we put a PEMF device on her. We gave her cod liver oil. I changed her diet to mostly eggs from the farm, and she's doing great. But we could have killed her. You know, brought her to the vet and said, hey, can you give her a lethal injection? Thank you so much, because it's a little tough. It's a little tough working with her because she's getting old, and let's just put her out to pasture. Well, actually, let's just kill her. No, you don't have to do that. Greg, it's amazing to me how far we've fallen, how stupid people have gotten, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see... Just like the water, it's right there. It's real simple. Las Vegas, if they had someone with a modicum of intelligence that could say, y'all know that we got these planners, a whole planning department, and they're complaining about this water that's underneath the surface, it's 30 feet down, it's a real problem. Hey, we could drink that water. All we have to do is desalinate it. And there's a guy in Utah who's on the radio, he talks about it, and it's real simple. We make a whole bunch of big swimming pools, desalinate with the sun, because that's a problem. The sun's always hot here in Las Vegas. So we use the sun, and we get some people who are unemployed, and we teach them how to become masons. And we build our own industry with ourselves. We use Greg's plans, and we'll have water.
Water and salt and less building problems and lots of stress relieved, and maybe they could let some more water flow into the Lake Mead so they can generate that electricity as it goes down out the other end, down the river. Amazing.
Yeah. Greg, I'm really frustrated. I just, you know, I keep hearing in my mind that I need to detach. I can't possibly do it. I mean, an ostrich is detached. I understand why Sergey and Dr. Norm detached, because if they thought about all the maladies that people have, it would kill the doctors. You know, worrying about how people don't take care of themselves. But as a farmer, I have to pay attention. If I detach, the farm will blow away. It'll be gone. I can't let that happen.
Yeah. Farmers and detach, and we don't eat.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Greg, thank you so much. See you next
week. We don't eat. Yeah.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.